This is Central Time. The home of the River Falls Youth Hockey Program is about to get an upgrade. The organization was a second prize winner in this year's Kraft Hockeyville USA contest. It's put on by Kraft Heinz and the National Hockey League, along with its Players Association. Communities submit their story on why their rink should be honored, and the winner is determined by an online vote, and it gets money for building improvements. River Falls Youth Hockey gets $10,000 to upgrade its facility, known as the Wildcat Center, and it'll also get money for new equipment. Kaylin Wilson is president of the River Falls Youth Hockey Association. Kaylin, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Well, congratulations on this award, and there's quite a story about this community effort that brought this hockey center together. Can you tell us how people came together to make this happen?
Sure, yes, it's been very exciting for us. It started late last winter and actually was delayed due to COVID. This all should have been decided back in April, but it started last winter. I believe it was February, we were nominated and we went through a rally phase where everybody got online and supported through social media and through Kraft Hockeyville's website and with pictures and information about our rink to get us into the top final four. And then the final four were announced in August, at the end of August, and there was a voting period then that occurred on August 29th. And we had to once again rally our community and get everybody and the message out there to get on and vote. We were one of four communities that were in the top final four. And the voting period happened and we landed as a second runner up. And we won, like you said, the $10,000 in rink upgrades and $10,000 in equipment, which is very exciting for our program.
Now, the Hockey Association, this facility, I understand it's run entirely by volunteers. Tell us a little bit about how it all works.
Yeah, 120% volunteer. So our program has about 200 children that skate in our youth program, and that goes from 4 years old in our Learn to Skate program all the way up and through Bantams right before high school. And we have about 200 kids. And our board of directors is 12 individuals, again, all volunteer run. And we really, our board divvies up our org chart and everything that needs to happen. And we really rally the rest of the parents and volunteers to make the rink run day to day, season after season. Without the commitment by parents and other volunteers, we wouldn't be able to offer this program for youth. We have no staff. We have no money for staff. We really look to the members in the association to bring their skills and their expertise to the table and provide that to us. And it happens.
Now, how important is youth hockey to the community and especially, I guess, to the kids in the community?
It's very important. It's our program has grown over the last several years after we created a Learn to Skate program to really try to get kids interested from a young age. The program has grown, and just the opportunity to play on a team sport and to learn those skills really helps develop the individuals, grow and gain confidence and learn skills that they're really going to be using the rest of their lives, even if they don't end up going to the NHL, as my son thinks he will. But even if they don't end up there, these skills that they're learning now and are part of their development for the rest of their life.
And this is their programs for boys and girls, if I understand correctly, right?
It is, boys and girls. Yep.
Now, is this a point of pride in the community that you pulled together no paid staff and made this great thing happen?
Oh, absolutely. We really had to get our community to rally. And we are a small community. I don't know if everybody knows where River Falls is. We are in the very far western part of Wisconsin. We're actually considered part of the Twin Cities Metro. We are across the river from St. Paul, about 20 miles out next to Hudson, Wisconsin. And we're right here in the St. Croix River Valley. We're a very small community, though, outside the metro. Right on the outer skirts, and our town is, I think, 15, 20,000 people. Like I said, only 200 skaters. We have a Main Street area with businesses that were so willing and open to putting messages out on their reader boards, to handing out flyers, to getting information on their social media. The other sports youth organizations in River Falls were willing to send out information to all of their members. And we really just rallied around in our community and beyond to get those votes.
Now, what does the money from this national prize actually mean on the ground, or I guess on the ice in this case?
Yeah, that's a good question. We were actually just discussing this at our board meeting last night. So obviously the 10,000 in equipment, we're hoping we'll get to pick that equipment and decide what we need for the program. But in terms of the upgrades, the other $10,000 for the building, there's a lot of things that could be done. Obviously the need is greater than 10,000, but we really want to do something that's viable, that we can say, this is what we put the money towards, so that when people ask, we have a hard thing. We really could just let it be swallowed up into some bigger fund that needs more money, but we want to purchase some upgrades that we can say exactly what we bought. And I know one of those things that we discussed was a new heater for one of the locker rooms. You can imagine a locker room and a hockey rink. You want that to be a little heated. So that might be one of the things.
In our last minute or so, Kaylin, if somebody's listening out there in another community and thinking, oh, I'd like to pull together some kind of community project, whether it's a sport or a park or whatever activity, what would you say to give them a pep talk to try to rally the community together?
I would say just have a little patience, because it didn't happen overnight. And I can even distinctly remember after we were nominated, there was, of course, a small group that were really rallying and trying to get others on board. And one person came to me and they're like, you got to get the board involved. And I thought, oh man, you know, this does take a little bit of time. So have patience, but really it's the spirit and the passion that will drive that.
Kaylin, congratulations again, and thanks for sharing this with us.
Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Have a great afternoon.
You too. That's Kaylin Wilson, president of the River Falls Youth Hockey Association. We talked about the organization and their facility, the Wildcat Center, being a runner-up in a big national Kraft Hockeyville USA contest.